This podcast is a Bendigedig Media production.
Hello, I'm Michael Sheen, and you are listening to a Touchline Rant podcast. Diego Maradona on a bike. I am excited this week. We are a Touchline Rant. This is episode 217 of said podcast, and this is one of my favourite episodes of the year to record. It's when we all make a fool of ourselves by making our Premier League predictions. This week I am joined by Nathan.
Hello.
Cassie.
Hello.
And Mitchell.
Hello.
Seamless. Look at that. Right. Shall I read the categories?
Yeah.
Shall I read the categories? Actually, start there. While I'm getting those categories together, how easy have you found this, Cassie, to make your predictions, your debut predictions?
I feel like I've done okay. My flop of the season, I've got a bit of a semi. I can't pick between the two. It's going to be a very last minute decision for me.
You have flip-flopped around with
this. I've flip-flopped.
Yeah, particular category. Mitch?
Fairly easy on most of them. There's a couple. The signing and the flop, I think, are ones which, a bit trickier.
Mm. Yeah. Nate, how have you found it?
Similar to Mitch and Cassie, really. It was, for me, it was trying to go a little bit off kilter of not going too obvious with them, but then trying to make them realistic as well, sort of thing.
That's the tricky part. What you want to do is you want to find the sweet spot between not being too realistic and boring, but also being right.
Yeah.
And that's the sweet spot. It's like people who predicted Heung-Min Son to the Golden Boot last year. They're loving life now because it's not out of the realms of possibility, but it probably won't happen, but it did. Do you know what I mean? That's what you need.
Sun is the sweet spot.
Yeah. Let's try and find said sweet spot by jumping straight in. Now, our colleagues, Steve and Dan, could not join us this week.
Lazy.
But we have their predictions. Now, I'll put it to the board. How do you want? Do you want me to read theirs first and then we go around ours? Or should I dip theirs in?
Dip them in, I reckon. Come on. I knew you
look like dipping in people.
Teabag them in.
Especially tea Mitch. Teabag them in. Right, I'm going to teabag. No, I'm not going to teabag any of them now. We're going to go live. Shall I go with mine and then I'll hand over?
Yeah, okay. That sounds good. Yeah,
because the categories were top four. Yeah. Which teams would finish in the top four? Which teams would get relegated? Who would finish fifth, sixth, seventh? Who would win the Golden Boot? Who would be signing of the season? Who would be flop of the season? And who would be the first manager sacked? Top four. I've tried to be realistic. Last season, I predicted Manchester United to win the league.
So you've gone for Man United again, right?
I've reined it in. Yeah, so United first. Ten Hag ball. No, I have not. I think Liverpool will win the Premier League this season. I think Liverpool will win. I think City will finish second. I think Spurs will finish third. And I think Chelsea will finish fourth. Get your bets on that. That's what I think. Cassie, I'm going to jump to you because I cannot wait.
I did when I initially do this, put Spurs first.
Yeah.
And then I was like, let's not make yourself look silly the first year that we do this. So I've gone City to win it.
Ooh.
Spurs second.
Oh, so you've kept it realistic then. Yeah.
Liverpool third and Chelsea fourth. So not too dissimilar.
No, same teams, different order.
Yeah.
So
solid top four, I think.
That's fine. I'm just going to teabag a minute here. I'm going to teabag Dan. That's what I'm doing. So let me just dip that down. He's predicting City to win the league, Spurs to finish second,
come on,
Liverpool
Dan.
To finish third, and Chelsea to finish fourth. So he's the same predictions as Cassie. Exactly the same teams.
I knew he was a man of taste.
So if you go down on that ship, there? You're not going to be alone.
Yeah, that's always nice to know. I'm not going to get absolutely ridiculed.
Yeah. Hopefully, I speak for myself and Nathan. I come on when this now next year, when the season's over, and we look back at what predictions we made. I hope I'm smug as hell because I remember that joke I made about Ten Hag ball, and you all laughed.
Oh, dear.
After a team bag, let's go. See, I can't think of a better person to go to. Nathan. Who's your top four?
So I've gone City to win, Liverpool second, Cassie have gone Spurs third.
I'll take
not
it.
Not as good as you and Dan, but... and then, funnily enough, I had a moment of madness, went Ten Hag ball and put United fourth.
The first mention of United. Oh, I don't know where.
I just couldn't help myself. I just thought, I don't know why.
It's fine. I hope you're right and I'm wrong.
It's that boyish hope. You've got to love it.
It is.
Exactly. It's the hope that kills you.
Yeah.
Unfortunate sidebar. I'm going to leave Mitch till last because I'm going to teabag Steve now. I've moved it from Dan. It's now on Steve. He said City are going to win the league with Liverpool coming second, Spurs coming third, and you're so the same as Nathan. So, Mitch, if you go the same as me, this is why I left you to last. Mitch, who's your top four?
City to win it.
He's fucked it already.
Come on, Mitch. Come on. Come on.
One job, Mitch. One job.
Liverpool. Liverpool second.
Yeah.
Spurs third.
Yeah.
And I have really flip-flopped on this fourth one, not even on flop of the season, this one between United, but I've actually gone for, and I may regret this, I've actually gone for Arsenal in fourth.
Oh! Oh! I know.
Oh, I've actually... This could be... I was really close to putting United, but I don't know. I've moment of madness.
Genuinely thought we would not hear Arsenal in this conversation. I'm surprised we've heard United.
Oh,
Arsenal
God.
Have signed sensibly and are looking really good. I know we
Arsenal.
Are too, but we... Do you know what I mean? It's still Arsenal.
It's Arsenal. I know.
Oh,
what am I thinking?
That is brave, though. This is why
Luke
you're here to...
Like someone, like your nan had just flashed. I've never seen a face like it.
I genuinely
panic, shock.
When you said, I may regret this, my head, I went, he's not picking Arsenal.
I love the way you, it could have been like something absolutely ridiculous, but Arsenal came to mind first. Yeah. Like, it could have been my own club, but yeah, Arsenal.
Yeah, no, because I know that you wouldn't come on here and say Forest fourth.
No, definitely not.
You know, we've never made a big deal, but we all care about who wins every year.
Yeah.
We want to get all right. Right. Bloody hell, Arsenal. What a way to end that section, right? The next category was the teams that are going to get relegated. Here's mine.
Are we working 18th to 20th?
You can, or you can just put them in.
Okay.
It doesn't matter, as long as it's the three that go down. Because we last year, like I picked the three that went down, but I got them in the wrong order, so I lost a point. I was like, that's not fair. I've picked Burnley.
Oh, good. So we're fixing it. Okay, fine. Yeah.
Okay. So the three teams that I believe will go down are Fulham, Bournemouth, and Leeds.
Mm.
Okay.
Interesting.
That's my three.
Interesting.
Good.
It's like a really shit game of poker. We're all just like trying not to play our hands.
It's just the notes are being taken. The minutes are here. We all know what was done. This is a contract we're jumping into here. Because in February, it's your job to remember and take the piss. Right, Cassie, who are the three?
I've gone Leeds, Southampton.
Ooh, interesting.
And Fulham. There's too many London teams in the Premier League. I can't have one more.
Yeah, no. Right. Teabag time. Teabag time. Dan. He's predicted Bournemouth, Fulham and Nottingham Forest. So the three that have come up will be the three that go down.
Oh, God. He's not put much thought into that, has he? He's just thought, who are the three that came up? You know,
At this early morning, on this early morning in Australia, the inner Brian Clough has come up because someone said Forest.
He's on the shit list now, isn't he, Dan?
Right,
I'm putting him as flop of the season.
He's going to be flop of the season now, Dan is. Flop of the season, Dan. There you go. Changed it.
Nathan, over to you. Going
purely
down?
Because you sulked at the end of the last one because you didn't have any friends siding with you. I've gone for the exact same three as you. So I've gone Leeds, Bournemouth and Fulham in that order.
Interesting.
We're not all too dissimilar.
No, not far off.
No, okay, right. Teabag time. Steve has gone for Bournemouth, Fulham, Leeds.
Ooh.
The three of us have gone for the same relegated sides here. Mitchell?
I have gone for Bournemouth, bottom. I've gone for Fulham in 19th. And I have gone for Leeds as well.
So four of us.
Am I the only one that threw the Saints in there?
Yeah.
I
thought I was making an interesting prediction with Leeds. Turns out your Southampton one was the only interesting one that's been here.
I was bloody close to putting Everton though instead of Leeds. I tell you now, that was close.
I was exactly the same.
I think Everton will just scrape it again.
Yeah,
just scrape same. It. Or they'll, you know, Lampard, or they'll come to their senses. They'll wake up one morning and go, "He played who? Who?" And he'll just be gone. Oh, I can't go into a Lampard rant. Not on this show. Not on this show. Right. Well,
with one of the categories, you might be.
Yes, I know. I was about to say the same thing. But there we go.
So, the next category was who's going to finish 5th, 6th and 7th? My prediction, I said Everton again. I haven't really. I have said United to finish 5th, which I thought was being extremely optimistic, to be honest. Arsenal to finish 6th, which is the Arsenal position. Elusive 7th spot, I think it's going to go to Villa.
Ooh!
Yeah. I think they're going to be this year's Leicester City.
They were creeping up as well. They were doing well.
They've got a very, very good squad of players. Almost unnoticed, they've put together a very decent selection of players there.
I like it.
Cassie, over to you.
I have gone Arsenal in 5th.
Cool.
I hope they're not, but that's what I've gone. I've gone West Ham in 6th.
Oh.
And I've gone United in 7th.
7th. Two spots below Arsenal.
And you know how I feel about Arsenal, Luke. So I didn't feel good right
in West Ham above us.
Hey, West Arsenal have signed good players.
Oh, my God. David Moyes finishing above us in the league. Jesus wept. Okay. I'm teabagging Dan to cheer me up. He says Arsenal are going to finish fifth. United will finish sixth, and Leicester will finish seventh.
Oh, I'm not sure about that.
No,
sure about that either. I think
I felt really good about Dan's top four prediction, and now I'm losing faith in him, which makes me doubt my top four prediction.
This is what's happened by osmosis, basically.
Yeah,
you're copping it because Dan ain't here to cop it directly.
And you'll get,
you've made yourself feel bad based on his prediction. Damn you, Dan. No wonder you're on Mitch's shit list.
Fuck's sake, Dan.
You know. Right then, Nathan, over to you. Who's going to finish fifth, sixth, and seventh?
So fifth, Arsenal, sixth, Chelsea, and seventh. Then I flip-flopped back and forth, rotating about three different teams in, and then apparently, stupidly, I've gone Leicester.
Ooh. That's
brutal that we've all just taken the piss.
It's Dan's fault again.
Nathan's Dan's fault. Going, oh
shit, I got to say something now.
I mean, when it's a rookie mistake, we shouldn't have gone, oh. Because now we can make fun of Nathan instead.
I still think Dan. Not...
I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
I done that though. It was like Leicester, West Ham, Leicester, Villa, Leicester. I don't know.
It's one of those teams that the natural order of things eventually restores itself, and it's Everton. Yeah. Like it or not, they went through a rough season, but they'll come back. Everton, Villa, West Ham, Leicester, teams like that fight for seventh, and ultimately, no one cares. Do you know what I mean? Oh, Leicester are fighting for seventh, but West Ham, no one fucking cares. I'm sorry.
I was tempted to throw a curveball in there, though, and just, like, I know they haven't actually signed, like, quality, but chucking Newcastle in or something.
Interesting.
Interesting, yeah.
Interesting, you should say that.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it sound, this is just for later on in the show, that's all. Steve said Chelsea will finish fifth, Arsenal will finish sixth, and West Ham will finish seventh. So a lot of love for the London clubs there. He's just bouncing around London there. Mitch, where are you bouncing around?
Well, I'm bouncing around slightly northwest area of the map. I'm going United in fifth. I'm going Chelsea sixth. I don't fancy Chelsea at all this season. I think they've lost a lot of good players. West Ham, I've gone for seventh. I nearly put Newcastle, but I changed it to West Ham.
Yeah. Not to spoil anything going forward, but the next category is going to be quite boring, really. So the listener questions, I think the Newcastle conversation may come back around when we go through listener predictions. The next category's Golden Boot. This is one of the ones where I felt I wanted to try and find the sweet spot and not go the obvious choice. But someone who could realistically do it, and I can't believe we're not talking of him as the obvious, is Harry Kane I've gone for Golden Boot. Because I think, again, we're sort of spoiling nothing. I think a lot of people will have said Haaland based on what people have come back on social media with. I just think, very much like fantasy football, everyone's getting Haaland and not many people have got Kane. Kane's done this before and ain't injured. He's fit and scoring. Like Harry Kane could destroy this. Cassie?
I have also gone Harry Kane.
I thought you might have, to be honest. Yeah. I was expecting
I did play with Son again, but then, I don't know. I feel like this season, Kane's just going to be absolutely smashing him in, especially with the midfield we've now just signed. I think he's going to be knocking on the door of a lot more records this season.
You've strengthened positions where on the surface you wouldn't necessarily think you need to strengthen as well, but you've just brought in quality depth, if nothing else.
That'll play well with Kane as well.
Yeah, you're at a point now where I'm like, I don't know who's the front three for Spurs. Yeah. I know two of them. I don't know that third. No idea. It's interesting. I'm teabagging time. Dan, Boring. He's gone Haaland.
Boring.
Boring.
Nathan?
Boring.
I'm so happy.
Again, though, but I, you know, not justifying my crap decisions, but again, I did go for that Haaland-Kane argument. Like you said, Spurs have signed, like you said, quality.
We too late could now, just, you said Haaland.
We could actually just be overthinking it, though, Nate. We could just be overthinking it. And actually, what we should be doing is when there's a goal machine coming to the best team in the Premier League. Like, potential. The man scored in, like, 11 minutes in his first friendly. I know it's only a friendly, but it's 11.
Yeah.
For fucking ages. And he's scoring after 11 minutes against Bayern Munich. All right. And then I know he went off early because he was a bit tired. There's definitely an injury there, but he could play genuinely 25 minutes and still get hat-trick every game.
Yeah,
he's ludicrous.
That's the thing, when you think of the quality the City have got around him as well.
Yeah.
You know,
one of our listeners actually made an interesting comment, which I'll say now because it's on topic, because Steve Teabag Time's also gone Haaland. He said that he believes that the signing of Haaland will mean that City have to sacrifice their false nine, not to get too analytical, but their false nine role that they've had to adapt because they didn't have a striker and they actually look better for it. And he was like, they'll have to sacrifice someone in midfield or they're losing someone in attack because Haaland's not linking up to the centre-backs in the midfield like some would. Haaland's up there and being like, just give me the ball, which is where... Off topic, almost just going off on a tangent, but that's where I think Jack Grealish will be important this season because he's actually got an outlet now.
Yeah.
You know, Mitch, go and boot.
Harry Kane.
Oh,
I'll tell you why. For the same reasons that obviously I think he's got the feel good factor at Spurs back after, you know, obviously last season he was wanting to go to City, quality around him. And I think five subs in the Premier League, I still think that Haaland's minutes are going to be managed because he's had a lot of niggles over the years. There's been comments in pre-season about him having niggles, about actually he was saying, you know, he was looking for his minutes to be protected. He even said that himself. I think he's going to come off. He might not need more than 25 minutes to score 2-3 goals, but I still think even with the Richarlison signing and Kulusevski obviously coming to the fore last season, I still think Kane is going to be the talisman and the focal point of that attack. So I think Kane is going to smash it this season.
Yeah, I agree. I love the fact that three of us have gone Harry Kane, three of us have gone Haaland.
Yeah.
And we'll all be sat here in May going, why did no one mention Antonio? Why? I mean, Ronaldo could. And we actually could be good. I'm not bringing United in. Signing of the season. This has been probably the hardest one for me, to the point where right this second as we're recording this, I still have seven options. I'm going to go with Haaland on this one. I am going to go Haaland because despite...
Boring.
But I'm allowed one. There is, despite injuries and things like that, and I don't think it's going to be necessary, he could come in the league and score 40 goals and just be like, what were you worried about? You know, it could happen. And it is, regardless of anything, it's a huge signing for the league. It's a huge signing. It's a big signing. So it's exciting. Mentions from me.
Cool. What else have you had?
The other one that I was going to go was the three that it got down to was Zinchenko and Aaron Hickey of Brentford. So he's got... Can you imagine this time next year? I sat here and I said, the sign of the season is going to be Aaron Hickey. Genuinely, I think he's a good player. Cassie, who's your signing?
I went a bit off piste with this.
You haven't got Tarkovsky, surely.
I went Alvarez for Man City. I think all
very, very good player.
All this pressure on Haaland. He's obviously been with City 6 months technically, but out on loan. plays a very similar style of football to City. Everyone's looking at Haaland putting all that lovely pressure on, and Alvarez can just cruise through in the background.
We talk great about player. The minutes being managed for Haaland, who could be coming on for those minutes.
Yep.
And benefit. He could do a Jota, if you will, from last season.
Yeah. He's very clever in attacking space, uses both feet. I think he'd be one to watch this season.
I like that. I like that a lot. Dan.
I like it.
The boring time has gone Haaland, like myself. Nath, boring?
No. So, people seem to say things and then I have to follow it up with actually giving that as the answer. So... I did do the whole boring thing of Haaland, and then I thought Christian Eriksen possibly could be quality.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I think he could change the way United play. Nico Williams, then, I think going to Forest could see something.
This is like multiple choice. I cannot wait. It feels like you're being shown a list of prizes that you need to pick one from.
Yeah. But then, stupidly, according to Luke, then I went with Aaron Hickey.
You never went Aaron Hickey.
Genuinely did.
Oh, my God.
It's one of those signings, like you said, isn't it? It's either going to be completely mental and we're going to be sat here come May going, why are you on a football podcast, kid? Or you're going to be like, that was actually one hell of a shout.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and suggest that you play Football Manager.
No.
Look, I'm telling you, sometimes those signings happen where you just go, oh, hang on. I remember him from my Newcastle United save a couple of years ago, and he was class, he was, and they know what they're talking about with scouts. I've done it myself. But that is phenomenal that you have gone Aaron Hickey after what I said. That's made me happier than...
Do you feel validated now?
I do. I feel like I didn't make it up. I was going to go Tyler Adams as well, but then I thought, well, if I predicted Leeds to get relegated, it's sort of a you know, a weird situation. Okay, it's teabag time again now. Steve gave two answers. And then he said, if loans aren't allowed. So he said, if loans weren't allowed, Christian Eriksen was going to be a signing of the season. But if we allowed for loans to count, he's gone Dean Henderson.
Oh, good man. Right. I, you know, this is how much of a difference a positive or negative Forest comment makes me. Do you know you write stuff on your pad and you're like, you don't know why you wrote it. You just write down what someone says. I've wrote down Dan, Nathan, and now Steve. And with nothing next to it. Just nothing. Steve said something about Forest.
That's nice. Mitch, have you said something about Forest in signing the season?
Or? Absolutely not. No.
Somebody was thinking straight.
Well, do you know what? You mentioned Villa, good signings, and I do think Kamara is a quality signing from Villa.
Mm-hmm.
So he's an honourable mention. Mm-hmm. But I'm slightly nervous about picking this because it's quite hard to... It's one of those where it's not a goal scorer, so it becomes harder mm-hmm. to kind of case that they're signing the season. But
I think it does need to be said that basically what we're looking for when we look back at these is, were they shit? I said Junior Firpo, remember?
You did.
Jordan picked a player I genuinely had never heard of. After a full year in the Premier League.
I went with Zinchenko.
Zinchenko was an honourable mention of mine.
I think he's going to be absolutely... He's a seriously good player. And City, I don't know why they let him go, to be honest.
If Arsenal play him in centre mid, which I believe is what they're aiming to do, once Kieran Tierney is back from injury, I think he could be a serious player.
Chelsea as well, flipping out. Anyway, yeah, I think he's going to be quality.
Nice. Right, this is going to be another interesting one. when it comes to defining what this means come the end of the season, but we have, this is flop of the season. I have an honourable mention, which I wasn't sure whether or not would actually count. My honourable mention is Philip Coutinho, because although he's already been in the league for one season.
Yeah, okay.
I actually think he faded towards the end of it and it's just going to get worse. But my actual answer is Calvin Phillips. I think Man City may have signed a player, and I'm prepared to be massively wrong on this. I think Calvin Phillips has the potential of being a player who is good at one club.
Not
necessarily good in the wider scheme of things.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you've taken the tone down now. You've really, the mood's gone.
I know I've dropped it down, but I just think Calvin Phillips is a very, very good player. But I think he's just got that Matt Letizia vibe, that sort of one club. I'm not sure if he'll be that great outside of Leeds. He could be the new Alan. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He won trophies at United, but he wasn't the same player he was when he was younger at Leeds.
In your defence, I did actually think that he was one of those that did come to mind when I was thinking about this one. He didn't make the shortlist, but
I think he's a good player. I just think he's too one-dimensional of a player. Cassie,
big shoes to fill as well. Big shoes to fill there.
Big shoes to fill. Cassie, your flop of the season. We know that you struggled with this.
I'm really nervous. I almost don't want to say it.
No, this is brilliant.
I'm sweating. I've gone Richarlison.
Oh my God.
I know.
I did not expect that.
I know.
I never expected that to be.
I didn't expect it for myself.
I genuinely thought you were going to say Christian Eriksen for a second.
I thought you were going to say Lingard, but yeah, go on. I'm happy with you saying that.
I was actually going to. That was my semi, was Lingard.
Ooh. Yeah,
and Richarlison.
Lingard was on mine.
Lingard purely because I just feel like it is is shitty personality gets in the way of the football.
Instagram FC.
Yeah. But yeah, I really like Richarlison as a player. I do. I think he's fantastic. I don't know whether he's going to fit in to the Spurs squad and manage to push out one of the other players that we have.
The good thing for you is you're either right about it and then you can be smug, or you'll be wrong about it and you'll be...
And I'll be smug. I just hope none of my family ever listen to this because I'll never live it down.
Win-win. teabag time. Dan says Jesus is going to be flopped.
Oh!
Unfair, because he's been around for like thousands of years and I've been calling him flopping. Now... it's a joke. It's a joke. Gabriel Jesus. I think it's against the grain. It's definitely left field choice.
You'll be fine.
But, you know.
Well, what's standard?
It's the most interesting thing you said.
I sort of disagree with him on that.
On the podcast. Yeah.
But the only thing I disagree with him on that is I just don't think anybody expects him to be good anyway, as we alluded to the other week, I think, when we were saying, you know, he was... Would City let him go to Arsenal if they thought he was going to be decent?
Yeah. I made that point in the week before, and it's like, it is a random...
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, you know, I think that's the only reason I haven't, you know, that's the only way I disagree with Dan, is I don't think anybody expects him to be pulling
up
trees
or anything. It's interesting, because I'm allowing myself to be lulled now, a little bit, by Arsenal. It happens with me, I get lulled a little. And then I wake up around end of August going, it's Arsenal, and get on with my life, you know? It's teabag time. Oh, Nathan, no. Who is your flop of the season?
just to wind up Liverpool fans more than anything, I've gone with Darwin Núñez.
Ooh.
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 I just read so many different things about him so far that, like, I think he's completely split the Liverpool fan base. It is just like, I think 50% are saying why, 50% are saying he's going to be great.
Okay, it's bold because so kids.
Why not?
I don't think he's going to be a player that doesn't do anything. I think he's going to be.
Like, I think he'll do something, but I just think it's. I just don't think he's going to live up to the hype that I think he's been surrounded with, possibly.
It could be awful, the thing that he's remembered for, though. It literally could be something dreadful. I like it, though. Steve has gone Raheem Sterling.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Mm.
It is an interesting one. I think he's. I can see where he's going with that. I think Sterling's almost my signing of the season. So I don't know, but it could. It's one of those where it could
go either way.
Mitch, who have you got?
I've gone a bit more left field on this one, but it does make sense because I did have them in my bottom three. But I've gone for Sinisterra from Leeds.
A good shout.
22 million for a left winger who's got to come in and replace Rafinha. I just think apparently he's had a few like niggles in pre-season. I think they're it's just going to flop.
It's a good one. I'd probably make yours favourite to be right.
Yeah. I think I might agree with you.
And do you know what? You also mentioned Tyler Adams earlier, didn't you, as well, Luke? And he was actually on the short list of potential flops as well. Because although I think he's probably too good a player to be a flop.
I think Tyler Adams is actually, as an all-round footballer, and I'm not, this is not me slagging Cal, but as an all-round footballer, as more of a, I think Tyler Adams is better than him.
Yeah, I think he's too good a player, but I do always get concerned when Americans come to the Premier League. So that was my concern.
If he was Swedish, you wouldn't have a problem. Where's he from? America.
America. What? But I do think since that, and I think Aronson's going to be good for Leeds actually. So I haven't said that about America. But Sinisterra, I think, is going to be the flop, He's their second most expensive signing of the summer. So he's got to perform for 22 million plus.
Good
shout.
Right. First manager sack. We've got to be quick on this. I think we've got.
All right.
First, this is the one that I was so close to changing, but I've gone with Ralph Hasenhüttl.
Don't do that to Ralph. What are you
going
to
do? I know.
Poor Ralph.
Expected me to say Frank Lampard. Frank Lampard. Behind, if everything is correct, Frank Lampard should already be sacked and he should never be allowed to work in football ever again.
Tell us how you really feel, Luke.
Yeah, I am. I think though Southampton will struggle this if signed amazing players.
Yeah.
I think they will struggle.
I mean,
Cassie said they'd be relegated, so that's why I was like, oh, interesting, good, because I was like, I've said Ralph, yeah. I just think, and I think they'll be the. I don't. They'll stay up, but I think they now's the time for Ralph. I think they'll just call it. Cassie,
I have put Mr. Frank Lampard.
Oh, okay.
I think you're right. I think Southampton has struggled, but I got a feeling he's going to be first out the door.
Yeah, this is the one that I needed to Lampard, but I stayed firm because. Everton have got an awful run.
Yeah.
And they've signed one player.
If they start that first couple of games, and I think it might be a very cutthroat decision coming his way.
Yeah, I mean, they're losing to MLS sides.
By a lot.
Yeah.
Dan also went Frank Lampard. Nathan?
This is literally the only reason I didn't put Everton in the bottom three was because I think he's going to be the first out the door, which may salvage this season then.
Okay, so Steve also went Lampard. Mitch?
Yeah, I put Lampard as well, yeah.
So really we almost had a complete full house, but I hung my colours on Ralph.
His comments in
a lot of entertainment over the years, but it is time for you to get sacked. So
do... I hope you're wrong, mate. I hope you're wrong. So I really.
I
like
hope
that.
I'm wrong, but I just think Southampton. There's only so many massive defeats that a board will take, and I think they've got a very difficult start to the season.
I love Southampton though, because they'll lose like 9-0, and then next week they'll beat City or Liverpool. Like,
yeah. It may not happen, Mitch. I may be wrong. Who knows? Do you want to hear a selection?
Yeah.
Some of our listeners. Yeah. Nick McFarlane from Saints FC. Dan and his top four was Spurs to win the league.
My boy.
Spurs to win the league. Liverpool second. City third. Chelsea fourth. He thinks the relegated sides will be Everton, Leeds and Fulham, with United, Newcastle and Arsenal finishing 5th, 6th and 7th. So Newcastle will finish above Arsenal. That's quite fun. Yeah. I quite like that. Golden Boot will be Sun. Signing of the season will be Lingard.
Oh, good man. I knew I liked him. I take it back. He knows a lot.
Flop will be Jesus.
Yeah.
And the first manager sack will be Steven Gerrard.
Okay.
Yeah, Liam on Instagram, Schweitz, I believe is the pronunciation, but I'm not a linguist, as you know. The top four will be Spurs, Liverpool, City, and Arsenal.
Everyone's going for Spurs.
I know.
My semi just came back.
Relegated, Leeds, and Everton.
Ooh.
So none of the promoted sides, they'll all stay up, which is an interesting one. Chelsea, Newcastle and West Ham will finish 5th, 6th and 7th. So for the, you know, those playing at home, that means United will not finish, will finish at highest 8th.
Sorry, I should laugh.
Spurs will win the league. United, I don't know, 8th or something.
We all laugh now, but you wait.
Liam doesn't give shit. What about United? No one cares.
I've got quite a good prediction, actually. I'm gonna move this one about a bit. It's at GazTH on Instagram.
Yeah.
Got top four: Liverpool, City, United, Spurs.
Mm.
5th, 6th, 7th: Chelsea, West Ham, Everton.
Everton.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What?
Signing of the season: Sterling.
Yeah.
Flop of the season is fantastic. De Jong, who's not even signed yet.
Yeah, not even signed.
Oh, yeah.
Not even a Premier League player.
But my favourite of all, relegated, just one team, Arsenal. Which just absolutely kills me.
It's superb. John Robertson at Claret Crumpet on Twitter. I'll have you know. He said signing of the season will be Bissouma.
Oh, yeah.
Going to mention with any of us.
Do you know what? I did play with the idea of putting Bissouma because I do think he's a fantastic player. And I do actually think he'll be part of my Richarlison argument. I think Bissouma will be a lot stronger.
Also thinks United outside of the seven. also thinks Southampton will get relegated. Flop of the season, Chris Wood, still. Chris Wood, still.
Do you know what? Looking at a lot of the predictions I got, flop of the season, consistently, people going for Nunes.
Yeah, a lot of Nunes talk.
Very, very popular answer. And an interesting one, first manager sack, Jesse Marsh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I guess I've got Liam, on the other hand, saying Golden Boot winner and signing of the season, both Darwin Nunez. So you've got... he also said Haaland will be the flop of the season and Brendan Rodgers will be the first manager sacked.
Oh.
Which I quite like. Gwilym Cook was with you on the Richarlison flop for the season, unfortunately. Pretty much everyone else I had said Lampard. Another good one, I thought, or two actually, from Jordan Lloyd, who agrees with us on the Harry Kane Golden Boot front. Signing of the season, he said Flynn Downs.
Interesting. Okay.
And flop of the season, Fabio Vieira.
Oh, yeah. That's not a bad show.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're well over time. I enjoyed that immensely. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Was the biggest. thank you very much, Nathan.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. See.
Thank you very much.
And thank you very much, Mitchell.
Thank you.
Touchline, right. This is a touchline, right. A touchline.